or make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing. Unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate now set to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The House passed those bills after months of delays. Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in agreement, both calling on lawmakers to act.
There's nothing, in my view, to dislike about what the House passed. It's pretty close to what we passed. And the most important thing is to get this to the president for his signature.
In the hush money trial of Donald Trump, David Pecker took the stand again today. The former owner of the National Enquirer testified he and Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, worked together to keep salacious information about Trump from being published. The judge also deciding whether to hold Trump in contempt for violating a gag order barring comments about witnesses. And the Tennessee House has just passed a bill allowing some trained teachers and staff to carry guns at school. That measure already passed by the Senate, State Senate, now heads to the governor's desk. This is ABC News. A Florida couple is facing serious criminal charges of trying to cheat the state lottery.
Kira Enders confidently walked into a Florida lottery office in Pensacola with a $1 million winning scratch-off ticket. Kind of.
She had taken two tickets. You know, one side had one serial number, the other side had the other serial number on it.
And then taped them together, says Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Submitting a Frankenstein lotto ticket is one thing, but signing documents swearing that the ticket is real is serious.
You're not a lottery winner, you're a criminal.
Enders and her boyfriend are both looking at felony charges. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
More violence in Haiti's capital. Armed gangs attacking the National Palace of Port-au-Prince, where the presidential council was attending a ceremony, forcing the building to be evacuated. It's still unclear when the presidential council will be able to form an interim government. NGOs believe that gangs now control 90% of Port-au-Prince. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight. A low in the low 30s as the wind settles down. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs into the upper 50s. And upper 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Milwaukee is the first U.S. city to be recognized for wastewater sustainability. On Monday, Earth Day, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District's wastewater treatment facilities got a global recognition from parent company Veolia for its sustainable efforts. The mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu is requesting a change in her bond. An attorney for Katrina Bauer filed a motion in Manitowoc County Court requesting her $15,000 cash bail be reduced to a personal recognizance bond. Bauer has been in the Manitowoc County Jail since February 21st, the day after her son was reported missing. Sturgeon fishing can continue as normal in Wisconsin after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service declared that the lake sturgeon population in the state is thriving and needs no protection. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. And Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. A Minnesota City woman was arrested on drug charges in Buffalo County. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a K-9 deputy pulled over 33-year-old Amber Gamer for operating left of center on Highway 35 in Buffalo Township Saturday. The K-9 detected drugs in the vehicle, and after a search, deputies found 129 grams of methamphetamine, 5.8 grams of cocaine, and 88 grams of fisoliblin. Gamer has been charged with possession with intent to deliver all three drugs and was arrested. University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire undergraduate students will be participating in high-level laboratory research and training in the fields of neuroscience and regenerative sciences this summer at Mayo Clinic in Rochester. This through a nearly $600,000 National Institutes of Health grant. The new UW-Eau Claire Mayo Clinic Neuroscience Scholars Program will receive high-quality summer research opportunities for UW-Eau Claire undergraduates at Mayo Clinic in Rochester through the well-established Summer Undergraduate Research Fellowship Program. We'll also have additional training related to neurosciences and biotherapeutics. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department is asking people to not move any hand grenades that they find. The sheriff made his request after someone found a hand grenade over the weekend and brought it to the sheriff's office. Deputies say two people found the grenade near the Chippewa River Sunday and then brought it to the county courthouse. The sheriff's office had to call in the bomb squad from Marathon County. They were able to safely destroy it. The sheriff says he doesn't think anyone committed a crime, but said next time it's much safer to just leave the grenade where it is and let authorities take it from there. A former Olmsted County deputy has entered a not guilty plea following his indictment of federal child pornography charges. Matthew Adamson of Rochester entered his plea during an arraignment hearing yesterday in St. Paul. Prosecutors accuse him of using minors in the production of pornography between 2015 and 2023. He's also facing charges in Olmsted County for allegedly trying to solicit sex from an undercover officer posing as a child. His trial on the federal charges is set to begin in July. You're listening to WRDN News.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not a affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
The search for a missing woman in Dunn County has come to a sad end. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department say they have identified Margaret Endra's body. Deputies say someone found the body while canoeing on the Chippewa River about 2 weeks ago. Endra went missing in early February. There's no word on how she died. The Mondovi City Council will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on user policy updates for the Martin Center, an updated general parking regulations, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture plans to treat selected areas here in western Wisconsin for spongy moth starting in May. The following counties are scheduled to receive BTK treatments: Barron, Buffalo, Chippewa, and Dunn. BTK is a naturally occurring soil bacteria that kills spongy moth caterpillars feeding on treated canopy foliage. BTK is not toxic to people, bees, pets, or other animals. Now, some people with severe allergies, however, may wish to stay indoors during nearby treatment applications. Police say a Rice Lake man was arrested with $15,000 worth of methamphetamine. The Barron County Sheriff's Department says undercover agents busted 33-year-old David Anderson at his house Friday. Investigators say Anderson had 211 grams of meth worth about $15,000 on the street. Anderson is now being held on charges of possession with intent to deliver. The White House has announced new stricter requirements for nursing homes that receive federal funding. In La Crosse yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris said those facilities will have to maintain minimum staffing levels and pay their workers more. The new rules require care companies to track how their federal funding is spent and use 80% of it to pay their staff. Up until now, staffing levels have been left to individual states to manage. The La Crosse stop was Harris's third trip to Wisconsin this year. The vice president also attended a separate campaign event in La Crosse. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Mondovi. A historic double brood of cicadas will emerge this spring in the East and Midwest. UW lacrosse biologist Barrett Klein says we'll see them here in Wisconsin.
Clambering from the earth in such great numbers and crawling up the trees, breaking out of their old exoskeletons and spreading their wings and calling from the trees in such masses that it'll be a cacophony.
In addition to being very loud, the millions of cicadas will be fascinating to observe, and yes, you could even eat them. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Jones out, Heim in at Dover. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Erik Jones will not compete in this weekend's NASCAR Cup Series event at Dover Motor Speedway. Legacy Motor Club relief driver Corey Heim will instead substitute in the number 43 Toyota Camry. Involved in a lap 157 accident at Talladega Super Speedway, it was later determined that Jones had suffered a compression fracture in a lower vertebra. With no timeline on his return, Jones will attend Sunday's race in Delaware to help the team and cheer on Heim, who currently competes in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck and Xfinity Series. Legacy MC will request a medical waiver for Jones to remain eligible for the 2024 playoffs. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
The NFL draft now just 2 days away, and the Packers go in with 11 selections, including five of the first 91. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. GM Brian Gutekunst said they have a chance to get some real good players.
Picks on those first 2 days are hard to come by, you know, and so when you're having an opportunity to obtain one, I think you have to seriously consider it because certainly the analytics and the history show what kind of player you're going to get in there. Again, the drafts, I mean, littered with players from, you know, sixth, seventh undrafted that have become great players and certainly picks way up high that don't become players, but certainly improves your odds.
Bucks and Pacers play game two of their best of seven series at Fiserv Forum tonight. A win would send the Bucks to Indy with a 2-0 lead in the series. They'll have to do it again without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Brewers and Pirates play game two of their 4-game set tonight. The Brewers now low on starting pitching after Wade Miley landed on the disabled list yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The WIAA faces big decisions on NIL with a vote at this week's annual meeting. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
The WIAA will hold its annual meeting on Wednesday in Stevens Point, where the association will get together to discuss topics facing its member schools and high school sports. In addition to open forum, as well as updates from administrators, the WIAA schools will vote on three proposed constitutional amendments, in addition to plans that would allow high school coaches to do more work with pre-high school athletes and limited use of video replay to overturn ejections. The big ticket item on this year's agenda is a proposal to allow name, image, and likeness at the high school level. NIL has been a hot-button topic at the collegiate level the last couple years, and at least 30 states have some form of NIL at the high school level. The proposal up for vote would allow athletes to be compensated for the use of their name, image, and likeness, though there would be prohibitions against athletes being in uniform or using school logos as part of an endorsement. Restricted activities like gambling, alcohol, and tobacco would be prohibited, and compensation could not be used to encourage an athlete to attend or transfer to a particular school. Listen in to this week's WSN podcast for an interview with WIAA Associate Director Mel Dow for more information and breakdown of the NIL proposal and the annual meeting, and follow WSN for updates at and after the vote. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is recruiting its 2025 class of state conservation wardens. Applications are due Tuesday, May 7th. More details when we return, but first...
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is accepting applications for its 2025 class of conservation wardens. The application period will run through Tuesday, May 7th. DNR wardens are credentialed law enforcement officers stationed statewide, serving both rural and urban communities. Wardens enforce laws that protect fish and wildlife, the environment, state parks and forests, and outdoor recreation enthusiasts. The DNR says it's going to hire about 10 full-time wardens for the upcoming class, who will begin training in January or April of 2025, depending on the applicant's prior law enforcement experience. Applicants must be 21 years old upon hire and already have earned or be planning to earn at least 60 college credits within their first 5 years of being hired. Potential applicants can learn more about the Conservation Warden career and the hiring process at the DNR's Warden Recruitment webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Warden Recruitment. If you've ever wanted to be a game warden, now's your chance. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ORDER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ORDER to 42424. That's ORDER to 42424.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight. A low in the low 30s as the wind settles down. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs into the upper 50s. And upper 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently it's 59 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Yes, we had higher grains in the trade today, but a lot of influence that has weighed in on that. We know we had a crop progress report yesterday that saw the drop in what it was, the wheat quality. But add to it, we're going to talk about the fun buying spree that's been happening in the wheat. What's going on with corn in Brazil? Beans, are they just kind of following along on the coattails? We've got a lot to unpack today in today's program as Heather Ramsey joins us. She is with the ARC Group. And let's just talk about the fact that wheat again today is the leader. 2 days in a row. Wonder if we can make it a trifecta tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm honestly, I think the whole market kind of reacted a little bit surprised to see the uptick continue. Initially overnight, there was a little bit of a neutral to slightly lower feel to the market. And then once we opened, just this continuation of momentum for wheat, you know, we're seeing good to excellent ratings drop again for U.S. wheat conditions. And as much as like planting progress is looking decent in the row crops, that condition drop in U.S. wheat piggybacked with what's going on from a hot, dry standpoint in Russian and Ukrainian wheat growing areas. That kind of all just brought the funds together and they thought, you know, we're going to do a little buying back of some of these short positions. And that's what they did yesterday. They carry over and continue to do that today. So really just a cleaning up of some of those shorts. That momentum in wheat then has since kind of trickled over from a managed money standpoint, continued to buy back those wheat contracts, corn contracts, soybean contracts. We're seeing some buying back into the soy complex as well. So, yeah, just kind of an overall managed money momentum continuation, which is nice. I mean, and you're right, this is 2 days in a row, which is surprising for a lot of us. And so I think everyone's kind of wondering, has this been enough to warrant a third day? Pretty strong close today, especially when you're looking at Kansas City wheat. There is definitely potential to see that continue overnight and into tomorrow.
So just a logistics question. How many times recently have we seen wheat continue to be the leader like this and drag corn along for consecutive days in a row like this?
Yeah, very unusual here in recent trading. We do have kind of one day, I believe it was last week or the week before, where wheat was kind of the momentum and it was pulling everything with it. Previous to this, you know, in the last few years, what we've seen is wheat doing the exact opposite. Unfortunately, wheat has been dragging us lower quite often here. So this change, this turnaround, there's been a lot of experts talking about wheat will bottom out first, when you start looking at what's going on in grains and oil seeds, a lot of discussion about wheat kind of bottoming out first, putting in our lows first, and then catching a bid because of some supply issues. And we are finally seeing the supply discussion happen. And so I think there's definitely, there's a definite need to kind of watch what's going on with wheat. If it's going to continue to rally and have some momentum here, that's a great sign, great news for the whole grain complex. And that would include our corn market as well. So definitely want to keep an eye on what's going on with wheat.
So Heather, when you talk about the wheat bottoming out, I know it's kind of hard to look in your globe of futuralities, but what are we looking at? A huge drop? Just enough that it brings attention to the market?
Well, I definitely think we go back and it looks like from a chart standpoint, we have seen our springtime lows is what it kind of looks like. And I would call that more of like a late winter, early spring lows. Right now, when we're looking at Kansas City wheat, new crop Kansas City wheat, you know, we're seeing we're probably within, 10, 20 cents where we would consider a little bit of resistance here on the new crop side of things. If you go and you look at Chicago wheat, same kind of thing, where probably we're actually probably closer on the Chicago wheat side of things than we are in Kansas City. But we're definitely seeing those lows happening early March. And it looks like at this point in time, we've kind of solidified that as our low. We've put in a little extra support, probably about 30, 40 cents higher than what that low was. And now we're on the upward move where we're going to be looking to break through resistance levels. And that's going to need to be driven by more supply concerns, more supply issues, more weather concerns kind of all around the Northern Hemisphere. And right now, those are set up to really be supportive. So we'll see if that continues. From a hot, dry standpoint, that's helping the wheat market move higher. Crop conditions are helping the wheat market move higher. There is some rain forecasted in the western parts of the Midwest and the northern and central plains. If that does not pan out, that's really going to be detrimental to this U.S. Crop condition rating for winter wheat.
There's a lot weighing on whether this rain comes in or not this next weekend. But it looks like dry as well in areas of Russia and Ukraine. They keep kind of popping up from a wheat perspective in market talk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just a super, super dry, above normal temperatures. They're, I haven't seen a condition rating on them lately, but I know there's a lot of chatter about how poor the wheat looks. How poor the germination rate on their spring wheat potentially either is or is kind of predicted to be. So they're in almost a worse situation, I think, from reading the news, from reading the headlines and kind of the reports that are out there. They appear to be in a much worse situation than we are in. And we know we're dropping significant points week over week here for the last 3 weeks in a row on condition rating in the U.S. So we're dropping significant points week over week. They've got some of the worst kind of drought and heat setup that they've had recently here. It's just not good. It's just not good for wheat. And on top of that, we also have, it's not like we are having issues with wheat while everybody else is fine. We've had massive droughts and issues with production.
Stick around. The Channel Final Bell will continue after this on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation continuing this afternoon with Heather Ramsey. She is with the ARC Group. And of course, during the commercial break, we got talking weather. And Heather, I think weather has just, it's that time of year where it just kind of takes center stage around comments, not only from just farmers and growers and producers all talking, but from the market standpoint as well, as they watch what happens. And we were talking about this wheat and the concern that's there if we should get this rain, which it does need, but it also brings with it the chance of some serious fungal issues, which then will take away some yield potential for us.
Yeah, there's definitely some concerns there. Wheat is in that jointing phase right now, so definitely it's a higher priority to get the rain for sure, because we're approaching heading. So we definitely need the moisture, need it to happen at this point in time. But yeah, because of the conditions out there right now, if we get too much with cold temps and it stays damp for long periods of time, we can potentially be looking at some fungal issues. And everybody knows that with wheat, it's just such a sensitive crop that any sort of setup to have any sort of disease issue is going to cause pressure on yield. We've seen this happen numerous times over the years. And so I think that is definitely some concern. The moisture that comes in is also going to be a little bit then cooler is the forecast right now. And that kind of sets up some potential issues. That stripe rust, which if anyone's been paying attention to what's going on in South America, that's also something that they're dealing with in their corn crop, though, specifically. So there's definitely some concerns. It's kind of a catch-22. This is, you know, you and I were talking about that. It's like you want the moisture because we know how dry it's been out here, the Western Midwest and in the plains. But like maybe not all at once, maybe not for, you know, 10 plus days at a shot. So it's kind of this catch 22. Unfortunately, we want the moisture. It'd be nice if we could get, you know, a couple days within like some warmer, sunny breaks in between. But the way the forecast looks, that's not what we're pegging. I think what else is interesting to mention about the weather here too is this is a new setup for the market. We've actually got the EU and GFS releasing forecasts at the same time. This is the first spring that they're coming out the same time with these forecasts. So the market's kind of digesting things a little bit differently. We've seen some reactions, you know, one release, they'll be reacting more heavily to what the EU forecast is. The next release, they'll be reacting more heavily to what the GFS has done. They really look for alignment with these releases. You know, are the forecasts aligned? Did they both get wetter? Did they both get drier? When they're changing or moving in opposite predictions away from each other is then when we see these kind of blips and in accelerated trade, I guess, during the day. And that's kind of what we had here today, is we had some differentiation between what the EU and the GFS was seeing as far as weather predictions go. So we'll see who kind of wins in the end. Obviously, we always have to live through it to see what happens. But right now, both of them do have prolonged periods of wet and cool weather. One has a little bit longer period of time there. If that's what pans out, then like we said, there's some issues there for wheat potentially on the table. And then that obviously slows down planting progress when you look at corn and soybeans across the Midwest. And as much as we're not behind, we're also not ahead right now. We're kind of just right on what the typical, you know, five-year average looks like for both corn and soybean plantings. So, you know, putting a stop or a hold on things for, you know, 7 to 10 days, that then really does put us in a spot where we're a little bit further behind than where maybe we normally are once we get back to it. So that's really what the trade is looking at. They're looking at, you know, are forecasts the same or are they deviating from each other? And then how much of a stop does this put on, you know, Midwestern seeding at this point in time? So that's kind of what we're looking for now.
I was going to say, you brought up an interesting point, though, during the break, too, about all this disease concern and weather concerns is having some hindrance on what we see coming out of South America, too, right now.
Yeah, for sure. There's some information confirmed, or I should say presented to the market, to the marketplace, to the public today from Brazil. All along, CONAB has been saying the Brazilian corn crop is smaller, and smaller than last year, I should say. And USDA hasn't made quite as many of those changes. But then today it was confirmed that the acreage numbers due to the reduction in second crop corn planting looks like it's about 10% lower than last year. So that has to do with weather, with drought, not getting enough moisture to keep to warrant putting a second crop in. And then if you look at over in Argentina, there was some stripe rust issue going on in their corn crop as well. And they think that that's going to affect yield.
What is the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can definitely check us out online at agrisconsulting.net or give us a call here. I can be reached very easily. Any one of us are more than happy to have a discussion and chat through kind of what we're thinking for strategy and ways that we can help you manage risk on the farm.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly connected, PTx. Drivers across the country will have the chance to save a little money on their fuel costs this summer now that the EPA has authorized E15 for summer sales nationwide. I'll have more details when we come back.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
For the third year in a row, the United States Environmental Protection Agency has issued an emergency waiver allowing for the summertime sale of E15, a fuel blended with up to 15% ethanol. The decision, made last week ahead of a May 1st deadline that would have halted sales, was welcomed by farm and biofuel groups, who say prices of E15 are roughly 25 cents per gallon cheaper than E10, the most common blend found in the United States. In the statement, EPA said they've granted the waiver in response to ongoing global tensions, specifically the conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East, which have threatened stable fuel supplies. By increasing the availability of E15, the administration says this decision will provide relief at the pump, help reduce our reliance on imported oil, and bolster U.S. energy independence.
Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy, an ethanol producer trade association, says, quote, "This waiver will serve as a valuable shield against volatile fuel costs and help more working families benefit from E15, which has been saving drivers 10 to 30 cents per gallon." In response to potential environmental concerns over summer usage of the fuel, EPA says their research shows no significant impact on air quality from using E15 during the summer months. This is backed by another recent decision by the agency, which will allow permanent year-round sales of the fuel in 8 Midwestern states beginning in 2025. For biofuels proponents, both of those decisions look to provide immediate benefits. But the confusing regulatory patchwork for the fuel remains a long-term stumbling block. Jeff Cooper, president of the Renewable Fuels Association, believes Congress needs to act, saying, quote, "The marketplace needs long-term certainty." On the road, American drivers seem to be growing more comfortable with E15, as total sales have more than doubled since 2020, and the number of stations offering the fuel has climbed by nearly 2,000. I'll have more after this.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Following the EPA's recent decision to allow summertime sales of E15, Harold Woolley, president of the National Corn Growers Association, said it was, quote, "good news for corn growers and that rural Americans will benefit economically from the decision." That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly connected, PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight. A low in the low 30s as the wind settles down. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs into the upper 50s. And upper 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 60 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hey girl, what's your name? It's so loud in here I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair since the sun went down. Be hair when it comes back around. Buzzed all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways, sideways. Ain't no need to fight, y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet rope ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting busting down the door. And it's, hey, now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Earth all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Gotta make 'em wanna, gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. So loud in here, I can't hear a thing.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. The sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's
visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight.
Looking at you, girl, it's hard to fight.
Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. In your snapback T-shirt and your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup and my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can. In your snapback. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on a balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it.
Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. And your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse. Singing along to the song with the wrong words. Every move you make, baby, it works. In your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. In your snapback. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. In your snapback. T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup and my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can. In your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. In your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. In your snapback. Whoa.
Dirt and fade. dragonborn, tough as nails. Whoa, whoa. Cracks. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running his courses with wildflowers and wild horses. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running his courses with wildflowers and wild horses.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.